بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Respected elders and brothers, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who have financial problem. May Allah grant the ummah rizq halal, tayyib, mubarakan fih. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the Muslim away from any haja. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the Muslim halal rizq and sufficient rizq. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us feed our children with halal. Ameen, thumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brother and sister Islam, once again we say shukran for your SMS's and WhatsApp and phone calls. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Hafiz Bilal and Uncle Mohsin and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio for that wonderful help they gave it to us. And we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. So you can send your question on or WhatsApp it as a SMS or WhatsApp, or even you can make any type of inquiry on 072-144-0717. Shukran for my friend who was asking about Sayyiduna Muawiyah, Sahabatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion of the Prophet. They are stars at night and the daytime. Follow any star, inshallah you will reach your destination. Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyuhum waqtadaytum uhtadaytum. My companions are like stars. So whatever you follow, inshallah you will reach and you will get hidayah. Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, cousin of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aminul Wahi, the trustworthy of the Nubuwa. And don't forget that his mother and his father, they are cousins. So mommy's side and daddy's side are related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he accepted Islam after the Fath Makkah, the opening of Makkah. His father Abu Sufyan deprived him from his wealth. He became a Muslim while he was 20 years and he hid his Islam. Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was a very handsome Sahabi, very, very good looking Sahabi. And don't forget, Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan is a brother of Ummu Habiba, the wife of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, the daughter of Abu Sufyan. So Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan is a khal, the uncle of the Ummah. If Ummu Habiba is the mother of the Ummah, the believer, so her brother Muawiyah is the uncle, khal of the believer, the writer of Wahi. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he want to write any part of Quran, he say, call to me Muawiyah, the writer of the Kitab of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is hadith, very, very wonderful hadith, giving Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan his status. That narrated by Imam Ahmad, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ مُنْقَطِعٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ غَيْرَ نَاسَبِي وَصِحْرِي. Everyone will cut off with his relatives except my link, my relative and my in-laws. So Abu Sufyan and Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan, blood related to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in-laws to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, مُعَاوِيَ لَهُ صِحْرٌ وَنَاسَب. Muawiyah to me, his in-laws, and also his link or his related to me. Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, I just want to encourage my listener tonight to read about the other Sahabi as well. Not only the Khulafa al-Rashidin and Sayyidina Muawiyah. The Faqih, the Mufti of the Sahaba, narrated 163 hadith. And then Ibn Abbas said about Sayyidina Muawiyah, qala asaba, when he ask any, the people ask Muawiyah, and he give answer, radiallahu anhu, And he go to Ibn Abbas, he said, yes, innahu faqih. He is a scholar of deen. He is a prominent scholar of deen al-Islam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I never ever see someone read salah exactly like the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better than Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is, he called him Amirukum Hada. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua to Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Allahumma ij'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan wahdi bihi. Oh Allah, let him become a guider and being guided, and let the people also being guided by him. And he said, Allahumma allimhu al-kitaba wal-hisaba wa qihi al-azab. Oh Allah, grant him the knowledge of the kitab, the Quran, and hisab counting, and safeguard him from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. It shows that Sahaba are very special. We don't allow anyone to try to lower the status of any Sahabi, that well-known Sahabi, or those who are not famous amongst the people when they discuss the matter of Sahaba. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq gave him an army and make him an Amir. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq let him lead the army when he find the Murtadeen in a battle of Yamama. Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he was a part of the conquest of Syria. And he was the Amir of Jordan after the death of his brother. And Sayyidina Umar gave him the ruling or to become a governor of Damascus, the also in Syria. In his Khilafat, when he became a Khalifa, you know how much Barakah came on his Khilafat. He did conquest Rome and Sindh and Kabul, North Africa. He crossed the Mediterranean Sea. And Sayyidina Muawiyah, if you read about him, radiallahu an, he's the first Sahabi who start to build ships and all that weapons which we use, the ships industry, use it on the sea. And don't forget that Sayyidina Muawiyah become Amir after the big conflict in the Ummatul Islam, and that problem happened after Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali, and there was so many differences amongst the Muslim. There was so many Khawarij there, and he managed to run the Ummatul Islam according to Kitab and Sunnah. And what I'm telling you now, this is the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If you have any other ill feeling regarding Sayyidina Muawiyah, the khal of the Ummah, it will hurt your deen, it will affect your belief on the day of Qiyamah, which all of us, we need to meet Allah with that qalbun salim. When we say qalbun salim, it means a pure heart, not only for Sahaba, even for our own family members and each and every Muslim. Another thing, I'd like to say shukran to our listeners, those who sent for us. Actually, I want to remind you that I'm not a mufti here in radio to give that big question here regarding divorce and all that. You have to go personally, not on radio, personally to the mufti. And you sit and be honest, and inshallah the mufti will give you the correct answer. Uttering the word of zina and accusing the people of zina, not only zina, if you try to attack the dignity of the Muslim and the honor of the Muslim, they call it ird. You're demolishing the honor of Abdullah. Why I'm saying that? When Allah promised in Surah An-Nur, those who yarmoon al-muhsanat al-ghafilat, those who are accusing the chaste believer, those who are accepted by Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, not easy to accuse someone of zina without a proof and evidence. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on a hadith, which is very, very serious hadith, that وَإِنَّ قَذْفَ مُحْصَنَةٍ لَيَهْدُمَ عَمَلَ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ. If you accuse a chaste Muslim, it will destroy the good deeds of 100 years. Oh, that is a very serious one for those who just accuse and suspect Muslim women or men, and you accuse them of adultery or zina. When we say muhs, especially women, al-muhsana, the chaste women, the married one. Oh, the ulama said, no, from a respected family, or the Muslim woman. Yarmun, it means you throw, you shoot, you throw. When you throw someone with a rock, you don't know where that rock goes, to the eyes, or to the nose, or to the brain. And we having a problem in our community that once the women got that bad reputation, or someone accused someone, very difficult to maintain and try to bring that honor back. Very difficult. People, they believe the Roma, believe the accusation. And then, be careful in dunya and akhirah. Then if you don't bring the four witnesses, men, not women, men. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept your witness again, even in selling or buying or nikah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, bring four witness to prove that this lady, she was committing adultery, which is not any witness. You got certain rules. Certain rules. Number one, they must be udul. You know udul? A clean witness. Clean witness, Hafiz Bilal? Never made that accusation himself. He never involved on that accusation. Number two, he never oppressed anyone. Oof. He never lied in his life. And then, he never break his promise. He never eat haram. Oh, he never cheat in measurement. Give me someone like this to see. That one is very difficult. Never talk about zina, accuse any people on zina before. Never oppress. Never lie before. Never break his promise before. Never eat haram. He never cheat on measurement. We call him mutaffif. I don't know, Hafiz Bilal, will you get for me one in lens like this? So let's say we got one in lens. So we need three more. So you know, another one we get him in Cape Town. Another one we get him in Pretoria. To call this four witness, to go and witness that zina, impossible. Because zina will be done. So what happened? We have to conceal and cover of the fault of the ummah. We must hold our tongue. We cannot accuse the people of zina until you get that witness like that. And we got also suspicious witness. The suspicious witness, the one who ate haram, even if it's a date, one haram. They say you can't get the witness, the one who urinate on the road. Look at the Sharia. And then, the one who never talk about the beauty of the women or describe a body of the women. Of. And then, the one who does not, the one who got a bad friend, we don't take him as a witness. And then, the one who was, what you call this one, Hafiz Bilal, when he's jawling on the street with no aim. You know, some guys, they just walk like that. I don't know what you call this man. You know, the children, are you sure? Hobo. Okay, Hafiz Bilal tell me this guy is called hobo. Hobo is not a bird. Right. You know, someone is just, I know you just put the clothes and move on the street. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Where are you going? You say, no, I'm just moving around. That's called tanazzuh. Right. Then the one who relieve himself on the road, that's one who suspect him in wetness. And then the one who, look at this, the one who was holding a dog to terrorize the children on the street. That one, forget about him to be witness. You know, to hold a dog and run after the children to terrorize them. Or the one who, riding his horse in residential area fast. That one we don't take him. We don't have horse now, we have cars. Look at this. Oh, maybe all of us are going to be like this. Then, the one who scream in his house. The one who raised his voice in his house. We can't. We suspect him on a witness. And then the one who played the chess, chess, the one who ate walking on the road, and then the one who walked on the street barefoot with no reason. You know, someone just walked like this. These people here, the ulama said, we can't trust them on a witness. But I give you that one, the sixth one, that one, two, three, four, five, six, that one, we don't accept them. But this one, which I'm telling you now on the road and this and that, we don't give him full guarantee for witness because we suspect him, we doubt about his witness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the tongue of the ummah from any accusation of zina. May Allah save the ummah from any haram. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard our Muslim women from any bad reputation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala to the ummah of Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister Islam, once again we say shukran that you always encouraging us to talk about certain social problem, and may Allah reward you for that, because really most of our program is because of the inspiration of the ummah and the brothers when they meet us and they give us that some sort of idea to talk on radio about. Another thing I have it here, when we talk about oppression, zulm, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. Those who are failure on the day of Qiyamah, the one who meet Allah with oppression. Very, very sour feeling when the person being oppressed by someone. And then that oppression, it's the sin which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promised that He must take the person on task in his lifetime, not on Akhirah. Zulm, it's the attitude of the kuffar, the disbeliever. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Zulm is the sign of the mushrikeen. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Oppression take you away from the love of Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Brother and sister in Islam, it's a very serious issue. It's not my topic tonight, but I just want to tell you, never ever sleep a night while you are zalim. Zalim, even, I'm not saying zalim for the others, zalim for yourself, committing a sin, oppressing your body, try to follow your desire by sacrificing the rules of Allah. Ala la'natullahi ala al-zalimin. Brother and sister in Islam, zulm is a very serious issue, oppression. Zulm, the other, the creation of Allah. Zulm of the animals. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu an used to go to the camel and say, camel, don't stand against me in the day of Qiyamah. I did not make zulm for you. I fed you, I give you water, I never give you heavy load. So, camel, leave me alone in the day of Qiyamah. Brother and sister in Islam, be careful of zulm. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is watching and getting angry, and He does not leave the zalim till the day of Qiyamah. Because this zalim don't know Qiyamah, so He must take him to task in his lifetime. Brother and sister in Islam, let me ask myself and you, are we zalim or not? Are we oppressor or not? Big problem, because zulm, because of extra love, or unjust hatred. You please with someone, or you angry with someone. Ummatul Islam, zulm because of our racism and tribalism. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ أو قَاتَلَ عَلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ أو مَاتَ عَلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةٍ. What is عَصَبِيَّةٍ? Blind following, tribalism, racism. الظُّلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oppression are darkness in the day of Qiyamah. So we've got so many type of zulm, brother and sister in Islam. We got zulm that the person died mushrik. Oh, that one here will never get rahmat of Allah. Mushrik. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. We got zulm, we can repent from it. It's called zulmun nafs, which is sin. And zulm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must finalize it in your lifetime. It's called zulmud du'afa. oppressing the powerless people. Man la nasira lahu illa Allah, the one who has no helper except Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that person, when he made dua, the sky is shaking, the heaven is shaking, and Allah accommodate that dua and respond to that dua immediately. Ummatul Islam, Ummatul Islam, are we zalim? Why we say like that? Because there are so many zulm in our community, in our life, and people don't believe that they are zalim. Most of the war and that conflict in this world, because everyone feels that he is being oppressed. Zulm of those who did not receive their payment, those who gaining the blood from the sweat of the others. Ummatul Islam, we got another zulm, it's called maks. لا يدخل الجنة صاحب مكس. Those who are assisting zalim and blessing the zalim and agree about the zalim. Many of us, because of worldly things, because of dunya, because of courtesy, because of tribalism, we find ourselves bless the zulm of the zalim for many reasons. Ummatul Islam, no one will enter Jannah if he assists the zalim. Zulm for those who control the life of the others, those who control the rizq of the others, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any type of zulm. Another zulm is called zulmul mar'ah, the zulm of the women. Impossible, impossible for a man who oppressed his wife to enter Jannah, or sister, or widow, or any woman. Oppression of the animals or the other creation of Allah. Oppression of those who got tears and send it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yatim, the tears of yatim, Allahu Akbar. The tears of the mother and the tears of those who been oppressed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will compensate them and punish the zalim immediately in his lifetime. Ummatul Islam, sign of qiyamah. Sign of qiyamah that you will see a man will cry like a child because of oppression, injustice. Sign of qiyamah, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أُمَّتِي تَهَابُ الظَّالِمِ أَن تَقُولَ لَهُ أَنْتَ ظَالِمٌ فَقَدْ تَوَدَّعَ مِنْهُمْ. It means لا خَيْرَ فِيهِمْ. If you see the ummah get scared of the zalim to tell him you are zalim, now the barakah and goodness walk away from this ummah. Brother and sister Islam, it's a very serious issue. And sign of qiyamah that you avoid the harm of the zalim. Ummatul Islam, our mothers, our sisters, and our powerless people, they sleep at night with a pain on the heart. So many people, they make calls and SMSs regarding their inheritance. Those who did not get the haqq which Allah brought it from seven heaven. Oppressing on in inheritance, ya Allah. Number one, it's called jahiliyyah, ignorance era. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلَ لَمَّا. You eating the inheritance with no worry. Depriving the daughters and the women and giving them unvaluable inheritance by saying, no, the boy was helping his father. Become unfair by giving the grant and hadiyah to the children, oppressing on his will. Ummatul Islam, from the seven heavy sin in the day of Qiyamah, that shirk, black magic, killing, interest, eating the wealth of the yatim, the orphan, and escape and run away from jihad and uttering the chaste women. Ummatul Islam, what should we do now? I know so many of the listeners now, they know that they're being oppressed. They were mazloom. Number one, just say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. What a powerful word. When you hand over that issue to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me to deal with my case. Then, dua on the hajjud, dua on the middle of the night. You will see Allah respond to your dua. And then, say, wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Inna Allaha basirun bil ibad. I leave my matter in the hand of Allah. Indeed, Allah is fully aware of His creation. Then, stick with the haqq and the truth. Don't change. Don't doubt about the nasr of Allah and the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Have yaqeen that the barakah is coming. The ease is coming. Your right is coming. So just put full trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And make sure that your dua is accepted. You're very close to Allah. You are the beloved one to Allah. Allah owe you the ease and good. And then your sin is forgiving. And your scale on the day of Qiyamah is heavy. Ummatul Islam, let us quickly solve the problem of zulm and come back to the justice in this dunya before the justice of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala come upon all of us. Brother and sister in Islam, Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break.
Solly's Angler's Corner, your fishing tackle specialist. Reel 'em, hook, line and sinker. Visit our branches in Johannesburg, Four Ways, Rustenburg, Pretoria and Vereeniging. Call 011-493-1848 or 011-493-1452.
Ali Man Foundation. Striving to empower the Ummah. Let's work together to create leaders to spread Islam across South Africa. Help 5,000 poor and needy families. Help the youth attain degrees and develop sewing and computer literacy skills at our 8 branches. To get involved or contribute, call 011-211-0302 or visit www.aliman.org.za. Get more updates on Facebook and Twitter. Ali Man Foundation.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran jazilan for your listening. And we ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once again, we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. For any inquiry or any correction, you can SMS me or WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the way of Muslimin to practice the deen, inshallah. The other thing we'd like to mention tonight, that when we read the hadith and when we listening to the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also is a wahi. It's from Allah, because Nabi Muhammad SAW does not talk from his own. Each and every word, it is a wahi from Allah and inspiration from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you read the hadith, it's called laysa minna. Laysa minna is not from amongst us. So what is that from amongst us? That, you know, sometimes you find a citizen of the country, but the government take off his citizenship, make him refugee or foreigner. Or sometimes in the army, they take all the badge from the colonel or from the soldiers or that army man. They call it recall. Or sometimes the university take that PhD or degree from the person because of his attitude. So when we say laysa minna, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's not from amongst us. And it means Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took back or recall the shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah. You are not in the list of shafa'at on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now I'd like to remind my listener that when you read the hadith, or you see he's not from amongst us, you must know that this is a Muslim, but he lost so many offer in the day of Qiyamah through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, when we say man raghiba an sunnatina falaysa minna, anyone who turn away from our sunnah is not from amongst us. It means he deprived himself from the intercession. Raghiba an, it means lazy, who don't want, who neglect, who try to put obstacle to practice that sunnah. Another hadith, laysa minna, is not from amongst us, man lam yuwaqqir kabirana, the one who did not give honor to our elderly, wa yarhamu saghirana, and show mercy to the young. Brother and sister in Islam, that is a very serious hadith when we deal with our elderly people, or we deal with those who are younger than us. Laysa minna again. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ لِعَالِمَنَا حَقَّ, and the one who does not appreciate and understand the value of the ulama. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانُ وَجَارُهُ جَوْعَانُ, is not from amongst us the one who stay a night with a full stomach while he knows that his neighbor is hungry. Oh, 2/3 of the ummah are hungry. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, is not from amongst us the one who does not encourage people to do good and forbid people from doing evil. And we see in our family on the street so many evil, and we find ourselves unable or speechless or unable to talk. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ حَمَلَ عَلَيْنَا السِّلَاحِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, is not from amongst us the one who raises weapons against us. Muslim fights Muslim. Any type of weapons against the Muslim. When you see the Ummah now, how much conflict, how much fight now amongst the Ummah. مَنْ خَبَّبَ عَبْدًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, anyone who cause disunity or fraction, who instigate a slave against his master, he's not from ours. أو عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ أَوْ خَادِمًا أَوْ servant. This hadith is for the women and those who enjoy family politics. Mother-in-law causing a problem between son and daughter, or workers or any type. We cannot allow to instigate and cause a friction amongst those who are united. I was saying on other talk that with my full respect to these girls nowadays, you know, I have daughters and we love our daughters and girls. But these girls nowadays, that young girls, they don't know the value of nikah. They think it's like a school time, or it's like an excursion, or just a picnic. This young girl who married, she comes to the house, she never been before, deal with the family, never met before, never know that. Then this girl, she want to start to issue rules, and she want to change that system of this family for herself. No, my friend. These people are here for years. They are family, united. Now you come now, you want to break the business, you want to cause a problem, and you want to rule. And that elderly lady in the house, the one who brought up your husband and her children, she must listen to you. That is not accepted. And that is not a sign of deen. That's why we said, no, you're just a wife of that boy in that big family. Look after your husband. You have nothing to do with the rest of the family except respect and obedience. We have to teach our daughters that you can't come in 1 or 3 months. You want to break the business, you want to fight, and you want to rule. Never. We'll never allow you to do that because you just came now. You have no right. These people got history, these people got a relationship. He's a husband, he's a son and mother. He can't divorce his mother, but he can divorce you. Ummatul Islam, man afsada imra'atan ala zawjiha falaysa minna. Anyone who instigated between the wife and husband is not from us. Ummatul Islam, laysa minna man tashabbaha birrijali minan nisa. Is not from amongst us the woman who's acting like a man. When we say acting like a man, I'm not talking about the dress and clothes and shoes. I'm talking about that type of attitude the women want to take the lead. We call him the mustarjila, the lady who's acting like a man. Another thing, laysa minna man sahara aw suhira lah. And I like to speak about this laysa minna every week because it's so many. He's not from amongst us, those who involve on black magic, or those who go to those who deal with the black magic. Sihr. You people call it jado or black magic, or the African they call it sangoma. I don't know, in every society you got different name. Why the sihr is from a major sin? Because these people, if they believe in sihr, they already take their yaqeen away from Allah to the creation of Allah. So imagine that lady goes to the sahir, or that jadu, or that person who do haram, and then ask that person to harm someone, or to do evil to someone, or to seek barakah and seek help. So where's Allah? Where's the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Another hadith I'd like to mention because my time is running now. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةَ أَوْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّةَ. That asabiyya is called racism, tribalism, or you just overlove your tribe. We allow people to love their tribe and love their homeland. We have no problem with that. حُبُّ الْوَطَنْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. To love your home, it's iman. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Nabi al-Qurashi al-Hashimi al-Makki. So no problem. What Salman al-Farisi is Faris, is not Arab. Suhaib al-Rumi, Bilal al-Habashi. So no problem. But to practice that racism and that tribalism by putting yourself higher than the other, or you want to oppress the other because of that is laysa minna. Those who calling or trying to implement their tribalism or die with the tribalism. Then we got something here. Oh, that hadith is very hard. Laysa minna man lam yamluk nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab. Is not from amongst us those who did not control and hold himself in a time of anger. And Sahabi came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Rasulullah, advise me. He said, La taghdab, do not get angry. And he said, what else? He said, La taghdab, do not get angry. It's the shortest hadith ever in the Kitab of Hadith. Anger take you away from humanity. See the lady with hijab and when she's angry. See the man of deen. Okay, ask those who divorce their wife, what you feel now when he was angry and he shoot the 3 talaq. Ask him how much regret he got. He's khalas, he's begging the mufti. His dream is to get his wife back. La taghdab, do not get angry. How many people, because of this anger, they gain the anger of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, لا تغضب, do not get angry. People think that we are stupid, or we are weak, or we don't know how to get angry. No, we know, very easy. But when you hold, that it means you are the powerful person. And we did see in our life, we've been in different situation, but we learn, we gain the teaching of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do obey him. لا تغضب. When the person offends you, when the person try to take a chance and advantage on us, we remember this hadith. لا تغضب. I said last week, a man met Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab ibn Haram, and that man was sleeping, and Sayyidina Umar was stepping on the leg of that person on Haram. So he said to Sayyidina Umar, are you donkey? Sayyidina Umar smiled and said, no, I am not, I am Umar. So the other person with Umar said, oh Umar, this man is insulting you, swearing you. He said, no, he's not swearing me. He's finding out if I am donkey or not, but I'm telling him now, I'm not donkey, I am Umar. What a wonderful answer. And don't forget, Umar radiallahu anhu, shaitan used to get scared of him. It means the charisma and the power of Umar is there. That's why, لا تغضب, is a sign of iman. It's a sign of iman. Then, ليس منا من لم يحاسب نفسه كل يوم, is not from amongst us those who did not question themselves every day. Means he makes small hisab for him, small qiyamah. Well, how much haram I make? Did I make tawbah from it? How many people I oppress? How can I solve that problem? لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِغَيْرِنَا. That hadith I must give it to the teenagers and our young boys and girls. When you copy the non-Muslim, it's لَيْسَ مِنَّا. That's why the ulama said you must stick with the Islamic dress, stick with the lifestyle, so that you can avoid this one. We got our children nowadays because of the school, because of the movie they watch, or I don't know, the media, whatever. They don't say salam alaikum, they say hi, or the way they shake the hand, or the way they cut the hair. Oh, I must read for them this hadith. Laysa minna من تشبه بغيرنا, is not from amongst us those who copy non-Muslim. When we say copy non-Muslim, we have our own tradition. We have, actually it's ibadah. When you greet someone and salam alaikum, you gain the reward of sunnah, and you are practicing ibadah. But nowadays the children say, hey, or hello, what's up, I don't know what they greet, or they shake their hand with two fingers. We say, what does that say? It's a lifestyle. You say, no, wait. When you shake the hand Islamically, two of you are forgiving. Allah bless you, and two for you are forgiving. Right? لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنِ الدَّعَى مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ. Oh, that one is a big one. Is not from amongst us the one who claim something is not belong to him. When we say that, I don't know. How come? Even the names. Someone is not a Sayyid and say, I'm Sayyid. Or someone is not from this tribe and say, tribe. Or when someone is assume or claim that this thing is his, it means steal it or cheat and take it. And then, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَقَدَّمَهَا. Which one? It's not from amongst us the one who walk in the front of janaza. Muslim walk behind the Muslim janaza. But for kuffar, we walk in the front. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ. It's not from amongst us the one who does not beautify his recitation of Quran. You must try. You try. What is that? You must read it with huruf and wukuf. And then we got another hadith. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ عَمِلَ بِسُنَّةِ غَيْرِنَا. Oh, that one is heavy. is not from amongst us the one who practices the tradition of others. When we say tradition of others, you practice in the culture by neglecting the sunnah. That one year we say to the brother, Islam is not against the tradition, but our deen is first. Now you got your own African tradition, Indian tradition, Arabian tradition, no problem with respect. But if the sunnah is there, and Allah asks you to do something, we have to practice it, and we have to understand that the sunnah also is a wahi from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We ask Rabbul Izzah, tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from that title, laysa minna, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for any shortcoming or any problem we did cause it in our life. And I'd like to say shukran to our brother, the one who sent now some few long SMS's and another SMS from a lady, assalamu alaikum, what does lady do when her husband don't want to accept responsibility and want to be treated like a baby? He don't even want to find a better job to support his children. He works for daddy and I have to work to support the children. This is a bigger problem now. I don't want to fight here. A few minutes left. Man is a man when he do his responsibility. If he doesn't do responsibility, you know what the deen describes this. They call him Baal. What is Baal? Baal, it means one male. Same like a cockroach and cat and chicken there around you. Men got authority in women when he fulfilled the responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide this brother. Treated like a child. Baby. You got babies and you want to be treated as baby. Stand up and support your family. Try to work. Try to gain halal. Women is not responsible to feed the children and look after the children. Father is the one who's supposed to look after. When the women go to work, may Allah reward her. But it's not her responsibility. Responsibility of the husband who said, Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. We say shukran to our respective brother. I can see now the tears of our elderly people. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and forgive us for any problem we cause it to our parents. Ameen. Parents, we regret now and we understand that how heavy when we remember that we did offend our parents. Brother and sister, Islam, I did say today, laysa minna is not from amongst us. Man lam yarham saghirana wa yuwaqqir kabiran. The one who doesn't show mercy to the young and show respect and honor to the elderly people. We know that if you don't put your father and parents forward, you did not fulfill their right. You must look after their friends. You must always have manner and respect to your parents. You must assist your parents for ibadah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذَرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Encouraging the parents that we as a children, we will be the means to let them go to Jannah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, sabr, be patient, tolerate, accept your parents. Because when Allah described the walidain parents, he never say Muslim or kuffar. We say parents are parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all those who did cause the tears to come in the eyes of the parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant parents tawfiq to forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do forgive our children. Inshallah, we don't wish for any children some curse or some problem, because a real father, the one who does not wish for his children any type of la'nat or misfortune in his life, inshallah. I got one strange SMS here. You talk about jinn and all that. You know how many times Hafiz Bilal is smiling now. I don't know. We talk a lot about that. And you know, I made a two mistake on radio. When you talk about the dream and we talk about jinn, because since that year, I'm still suffering now because people think that we know jinn and all that. My friend, jinn is shaitan. everyone has got his own shaitan. Jinn is not so powerful like the way you talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The plotting of shaitan is very weak. So I don't know what to do. And unfortunately, very well-educated women, they ask about it. One of them is a medical doctor. Medical doctor is running for this stuff there, and she want to... she got a problem with her husband and she want to go for jinn story. You study the human body and you study heavy knowledge which Islam accepted. And now you're running for someone who's jahil, to ignorant, to solve your problem. Brother and sister in Islam, we are the believer of Allah and His Rasul. We are the believer that the one who harm us and the one who take this harm is Allah's Qudrat. You just ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by His unseen power to protect you from any harm and any evil. Inshallah, may Allah save the ummah from the insan, not only jinn. Ameen, thumma ameen, wa rabbal alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, it was very nice to talk to you today. Shukran jazeelan on behalf of Hafiz Bilal and Uncle Muhsin and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. We say shukran jazeelan. I'd like to say assalamu alaikum to all our listeners in Linesia South, those who are listening to me, our elderly mothers and brothers who are watching or listening to our program. We say shukran jazeelan. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.